Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score. I'm Danny Parkins. Danny Mac still trying to come back from the latest throat collagen injection into his paralyzed vocal cord. He is day to day. He's trying like hell to get back. He was in earlier today. He's doing all of the treatments. He's doing all the right things. It's just an unfortunate situation. Mac will be back as soon as possible. Shep and Tanny are doing a great job helping me out today. I'm taking you up until Cubs baseball at 5:30 right here on the Score. Albert Almora and Javi Baez remain atop the leadoff and two-hole for the Cubs. And Joe Maddon saying today that's going to be the case for a while. KB in the three spot. Your outfield interesting today with the wind blowing out on a warm night at Wrigley Field. Ian Happ bats eighth and is in left field. Your center fielder is, of course, Albert Almora, the leadoff hitter. And Albert Almora joins us tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And in right field, Ben Zobrist. So no Jason Hayward and no Kyle Schwarber for the Cubs against the Rockies today. An over-under of 10 with the run. That's the run line for tonight. Or the run line, I guess, is a different thing. Excuse me. But that's the over-under for total runs expected tonight. And the Cubs are heavy favorites with John Lester on the hill. You'll hear from Ryan Pace coming up in a little bit. Good conversation with the morning show. We're going to play just a short segment of it on some of the more philosophical things and Matt Nagy's influence in the players that they selected this year as the Bears' first-time head coach. But I was on Twitter going through some of the old stuff from trying, like, not for draft grade purposes because those are ridiculous, but Football Perspective is the guy who owns it. It's got a really good in-depth football account. He does work for 538 and Pro Football Reference, and he's an analytics driven football person. And I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about analytics, but point is, this guy does good work with film study. He is an educated football observer, and he had this to say post draft. 3 months ago, the NFC had Rodgers, Wilson, Ryan, Breeze, Cam, Jimmy G, Cousins, Wentz, Stafford, Winston, and Goff. And they've since added Alex Smith and Josh Rosen. NFC, greater than sign, AFC, for the foreseeable future. So this is a guy who is super well-read, well-referenced, well-studied, Pro Football Reference, Pro Football Perspective, who lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, lists 13 quarterbacks in the NFC to illustrate why the NFC is better and deeper and more challenging than the AFC and will be for the foreseeable future. You notice a name that's omitted from that list? Mitch Trubisky. Guy lists 13 QBs in the NFC, and Trubisky isn't one of them, and he lists Josh Rosen. He lists Jameis Winston and Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins. Now, I don't know if that's shade for Trubisky or the Bears' moves or Matt Nagy, but the Bears are still doubted nationally. They're still doubted in Vegas. Their over-under for this year is just 6.5 wins. And based on 4 straight last place finishes, it should be. They won 5 games last year. It's at 6.5. They got a first-time head coach. But with the exception of Roquan Smith, who Vic Fangio needed, got, deserved, re-signed, captain of the defense, play caller, inside linebacker, great pick. Everybody loved it. We talked about that last Friday. The next two big investments, including trading up in the second round to lose your second rounder for next year, were further investments in Mitch Trubisky and the offensive side of the ball. Yes, Ryan Pace re-signed Prince Amukamara, and he re-signed Kyle Fuller, and he signed Aaron Lynch, and he drafted Roquan Smith. I'm not sitting here telling you that he has not invested on the defensive side of the ball. He has. The only position group the Bears are top 5 in spending at in the NFL is tight end. The only other group that they're at the top half of a spending group is wide receiver. And he hired an offensive head coach. So Ryan Pace, new offensive staff, offensive head coach, big money on the tight end position, big money on the wide receiver position. Draft capital last year, Cody Whitehair, second round pick. Last year, second overall pick, quarterback. This year, second round pick, Anthony Miller. This year, second round pick, James Daniels. He is using his player acquisition capital, free agent dollars, Trey Burton, Taylor Gabriel, Chase Daniel, Allen Robinson, most notably, and his draft capital, Miller, Daniels, Whitehair, etc., on the offensive side of the ball. It is an obvious statement to say the Bears are all in on Mitch Trubisky. But what I find interesting is, man, people are still doubting him, and I think most Bears fans think Ryan Pace has aced this offseason. And most national observers think he aced the draft. We had Michael Lombardi on. He said Roquan Smith will be a perennial Pro Bowler, and they drafted two nice pieces in the second round that he thinks can contribute right away. That was the opinion of Mike Mayock. That was the opinion of Matt Miller, Chris Mortensen, everyone who was out there praising the Bears draft. Most people praising the Bears offseason. And while I am higher on Mitch Trubisky than most, and an argument can be made both ways, and the true answer is the verdict is out on Mitch Trubisky. One thing I think that we can now say is that if Mitch Trubisky fails, that's on him. Like, Ryan Pace has invested more in a rookie quarterback in 1 year than the Rams invested in Sam Bradford in 5 years. And that's just one example. But how many times do you see team drafts a quarterback with the number one overall pick and then defensive-minded head coach doesn't invest in the play call? A bunch of different coaches, a bunch of different coordinators. Happened to Alex Smith in San Francisco. Guy had like five coordinators in 7 years. There have been issues with Mariota in Tennessee in that regard. Like, it's not a lock. People say, oh, the Bears are trying to emulate the Eagles. The Bears are trying to emulate the Rams. And they are. But it's not like it's a lock around the NFL that all of these teams that draft quarterbacks with the first, second, third pick that trade up draft capital and use it, that then do the right things in terms of supporting them. And Matt Nagy might flame out and be bad, and Allen Robinson might have another knee injury that's a problem, and Anthony Miller might stink, and Kyle Long might be done, and Bobby Massey might continue to be a turnstile. He probably will be. I'm not saying all of the things that Ryan Pace has done is going to work for Mitch Trubisky. But in terms of investing in him, he's done it. We'll see with Matt Nagy. I've got hopes, but I've admitted on the front end of this, I've got people who I trust in Kansas City. Like, if the Bears would have hired the hotshot offensive coordinator for Carolina, my whole thing would be, first-time head coach, we'll see. It makes sense, but we'll see. I feel like I've got a little bit of insight into what people think Matt Nagy's going to be good at, and off the Andy Reid coaching tree, what Doug Peterson did last year, his age, his experience, his background. I've talked to him before. I feel like I got a little bit of insight into it. And so I believe in it. But regardless of how it goes, I will be floored if the criticism ends up being in 3 or 4 years that Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace or the Bears organization did not do enough to support Mitch Trubisky. Now it's on him. It's on his intellect, it's on his work ethic, and it's on his talent. The talent, I think all of the traits are there. I think the accuracy is clearly there. I think the arm strength is clearly there. I think the mobility is clearly there. So I don't think it's a question of talent. Intelligence, we'll see. Right? Like, it's tough to, it'll be two playbooks in 2 years and two coordinators in 2 years. They get the continuity of the quarterback coach, but we'll see what his football intelligence ends up being. They say it's very high, but I don't think we know that yet. And then his work ethic. They say all the right things about his work ethic, but we don't know. I can only confidently say that he's got the skill set enough to be great. I don't know about the other stuff. We'll see as that goes. But why does all of that matter? Again, for just the low bar of competency. Is the Bears' plan rational? is what Ryan Pace doing, does it make sense? I think the answer to those things continues to be yes. And I am very optimistic that by the end of the year, Trubisky's name will be on lists like that. Where it's like, man, the NFC is tough because of, now, I'm not saying he's going to be up there with Rodgers, Wilson, Breeze, Ryan. I'm not saying he's Wentz. I'm not saying he's going to be that after year two. But the idea that, like, man, there's still a huge question mark about whether or not the Bears have their guy or if he should be included on the list of why it's tough to go play in the NFC North or young quarterbacks, teams that have quarterbacks of the future. Yeah. There's been so much investment in the pieces around Mitch Trubisky this offseason that you're not going to be able to list 13 NFC quarterbacks this time next year and not have Mitch Trubisky be on it. That floored me when I saw it. And they hadn't done enough to make people a believer, and I get that. But not in the top 13 in terms of no. They've got their QB of the future, and now they've invested around him. And I can't think of a time recently, since the peak of the Lovie Smith era, when there's been reasons to have this much optimism about the Bears. Like, I really think you have to go back to Super Bowl year, post-Super Bowl year, for this much optimism about the Bears. Matt Nagy had a huge influence in how they approached the NFL draft. Ryan Pace shed some light on the process that the Bears went through this offseason in player acquisition that was a little different in the past. He did it with Mullen and Hanley. You'll hear it next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.